Hey everyone. I've noticed that mentally I've been a bit spacey over the last few days and probably the last couple of weeks, to be honest. It's been interesting to try to observe my mind as I go through that and try to manage how to best handle that and what it is I really want from my mind and from myself. I'm still able to get so much done, and I'm able to do all the key things in my life, but I notice mentally it's just a little tougher to have that clarity and edge, which I'm used to having at many other moments in my life. This isn't the first time that I've had a sort of spaciness to my mental state. But each time it comes, it's certainly not enjoyable. It gets in the way of the kind of thinking that I want to do and the level that I want to be at mentally. I suppose that requires giving myself the space to actually think. And by think, I don't just mean to sit and allow my mind to wander. I think that that's just allowing the mind to wander. That's not really thinking. Thinking is structured. Thinking is disciplined. And thinking is focused. And thinking for me is taking a topic or a subject at hand and really digging in. Not just saying something about it, but assessing it. Looking at it from multiple angles and not just one. And trying to develop a more grounded and complete understanding of something. And explaining how you see it from those multiple angles. It's a bar that I want to hold myself to more and more. But the more that I attempt to do it, I see its difficulties because it really requires work and discipline. It's challenging. And we're flawed human beings who default into quick thinking and quick processing. I suppose that's just how it works, and that's the instinct against which we have to fight. And that's okay. It's okay that we have to fight against that. I suppose that that's the challenge with which we've been presented. And it's a meaningful challenge. For me, rising to the occasion of that question has led me to some of the most well-founded and strongest understandings of things that I have and that I still carry with me. And even when I get to read the writing of someone who thinks in that way and is so complete and structured and disciplined in their thinking, it brings me great joy and meaning. It leaves me much more fulfilled than other activities that I participate in. But it takes training the mind to get there. It takes mentally blocking out the many other stimuli and inputs that can come in, which can conflict with that kind of thinking. So many shorter pieces of content, quick things that you just go through in less than a few minutes. I've noticed that that type of content doesn't leave me better off, but in fact, it makes my mind much more fidgety and much more challenged when it comes to longer periods of focus and higher quality thinking. Because ultimately, higher quality thinking requires space and a lot of time to move around, to see from different angles, to present an argument and then to think through the counterargument and to move through those different spaces in order to find a meaningful consensus and or the truth that lies within it. That's tough, and it's clearly not for everyone, and it's not for most people by any means. When we look at the media and most publications, it's a rarity to find this kind of thinking. But as I said, it's a thinking to which I aspire, and I want to engage in that thinking more. But once again, it requires great discipline. It's hard to block out all the things that discourage us from that kind of thinking, because it's a life that becomes much more slow. It's a life that becomes much more examined and quiet. And I think that that's the hard thing for so many of us. The quietness. Just how drowned out the stimuli are when it comes to this kind of thinking and this kind of mental operation. At least compared to the very easy inputs of being on social media, watching Netflix, and allowing other voices to be doing the thinking for you. To actually sit and process and to think in the way that I'm describing here. How much time do we really spend doing this in a day? Instead of just making quick decisions, moving about, bopping through one decision to the next, trying to get through without really doing the thinking itself. The quick impulses, quick reactions, quick outputs from quick inputs. This is the norm, it seems, for most of us. And in fact, for me, in many moments of my life, it has been the norm, and I still have to battle through that conflict of short attention, quick decisions, quick movements, rather than slow, disciplined thinking. And that space and time is really what I'm seeking. And I'm realizing more and more that it requires creating an environment that facilitates that. You know, waking up in the morning and immediately looking at your phone and digging into that more quick content. Those quick inputs and those quick responses that you give to those quick inputs. It doesn't set you up very well to engage and to dig in the meaningful, disciplined thinking ways that I'm talking about here. And that's something I really want to work against. I'm trying. I'm not always successful, but I'm trying. And perhaps after listening to this, you'll see some value in what to try to. And with that, I thank you for listening. And wish you all the best. I'll be back soon. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.